This is your Polycast for Monday, February 4th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, a special election tomorrow is set in a Minnesota State Senate district. DFL Governor Tim Walz would extend a quick endorsement to DFL Senator Amy Klobuchar if she seeks the Democratic nomination for president. In an interview with NPR News last week, Walz says he doesn't have any inside information about when Klobuchar will announce her 2020 plans. She has said she's considering a White House run after securing a third Senate term last November. But Walz says she has the right temperament and ability to unite factions at a time when the nation is deeply divided.
Those of us who know in Minnesota know what we have in Senator Klobuchar, a solid, thoughtful leader who is able at times of, it appears like chaos or disruption, to bring a vision and a calm.
Walz says there are other Democrats in the race who are moving toward a campaign that he considers friends and who are better known, but he says he's confident Klobuchar would quickly gain traction in a White House bid. The governor also says he's asking state agencies for an after-action report on how they prepared for and responded to concerns raised by last week's extreme cold snap. That includes an examination of natural gas delivery problems that left some Princeton-area residents in the cold as temperatures plunged well below zero. Walz says he wants his team to review contingency plans to make sure the state is adequately prepared for future weather emergencies as well as other types of disruptions.
As a state, as we continue to update our emergency preparedness, both from natural disaster and man-made disaster, this one is critical. A disruption to the power grid or the ability to deliver heat and electricity to our citizens is a major concern, and we need to find out what exactly it will take if there is an offset or if something happens that disrupts that.
The governor gave no timetable for when the review should be completed. Legislation introduced in the Minnesota House would let voters decide next year whether to change the way lieutenant governor vacancies are filled. Tim Pugmire reports.
When Tina Smith went to the U.S. Senate last year, then-Senate President Michelle Fischbach automatically ascended to the lieutenant governor position. But Fischbach was a reluctant successor and didn't want to give up her Senate seat. DFL Representative Mary Konish-Podine wants to amend the state constitution to allow governors to fill such vacancies by appointment.
I think it makes perfect common sense. It certainly alleviates a lot of the drama that we went through last year.
Under Konish-Podine's proposed constitutional amendment, the Senate would need to approve appointments. It also requires legislators to resign if they are appointed lieutenant governor. Tim Pugmire, NPR News at the Capitol.
A special election is set for tomorrow in Minnesota Senate District 11. The seat is open after Tim Walz appointed former DFL Senator Tony Laurie to his cabinet. The district is north of the Twin Cities along the Interstate 35 corridor, and it matters who wins because the Senate is closely divided between Democrats and Republicans. Brianna Biersbach has a report on how the race is shaping up.
Heading north on Interstate 35, it's hard to find anyone who knows that there's a campaign going on.
Like I said, I sort of keep my nose out of government. I tend to get into arguments with everybody then.
That's Kevin Miller, the owner of the Thrifty Troll in Hinckley. He's got a big gray beard and a wide smile, but he doesn't know anything about a state Senate special election. Not far away at the corner here in Tan, there's a construction sign flashing February 5th, the date of the special election, and the name of Jason Rarick, a Republican state representative who's running for the Senate seat.
But I don't know if it's working because I can't read it from in here. But I thought it said Jason Rarick, February 5th special. I don't know.
That's it.
The owner, Becca Martin, was inside with a customer. She didn't know about the election either.
Yes. So that's my extent of my... If it wasn't on Facebook, I didn't see it.
To be fair, the area's seat in the state Senate unexpectedly opened up just a few weeks ago, and there was just an election in November. It's a familiar refrain across the district, which covers a long swath of the I-35 corridor between Pine City and Cloquet. It's also part of the challenge for the candidates. Rarick is running against Democrat Stu Laurie and Legal Marijuana Now Party candidate John Sparky Bierenbach.
I think that's our biggest challenge, is just making sure people know and that we don't have bad weather so that they're able to get to the polls on the day of the election.
That's Rarick taking a break from campaigning at Toby's in Hinckley, a travel plaza famous for giant caramel rolls and its convenient location halfway between the Twin Cities and cabins on the North Shore. Many people who live in the district are commuters to the Twin Cities in the south or Duluth in the north. Rarick wasn't initially interested in the Senate, but with a short time frame of the special election, he said he was Republicans' best shot. Rarick has represented the southern half of the Senate district in the Minnesota House since 2015. Rarick is a union electrician and a lifelong resident of Pine City, where he lives on the family farm.
I'm able to bring some of the messages that maybe Republicans haven't heard before when it comes like right to work, prevailing wage, workforce development, and job safety, things of that nature that, you know, they maybe haven't heard the whole story on it. And so I can bring that perspective into the Republican caucus.
Rarick's seat is solidly conservative, and President Donald Trump carried the Senate district in 2016. But the district has been represented by a Democrat in the state Senate for decades, carried by a reliably blue voting bloc in the northern half of the district. And they're used to voting for a Lori. Stu's dad, Tony, held the seat since 2007, and before that, his grandmother, Becky, represented the area for years. Lori's campaign operation is headquartered on his family farm in Carrick, where he grew up. He was out feeding cattle between campaign meetings.
2 years ago, or 3 years? 3 years ago now, my brother and I and my dad went in a third, a third, a third, and bought some cow-calf pears, and that's what these guys are. Yeah.
He left home to attend Carleton College and came back to the district to work for former U.S. Senator Al Franken and eventually U.S. Senator Tina Smith. He said the biggest issue he's hearing about is access to affordable health care.
You know, when my mom was pregnant with me as firstborn in my family, and she went to our local hospital. They weren't prepared to deal with a birth as complicated as mine, and she had to take an hour-long ambulance ride to Duluth.
While a lot of voters might not be aware there's a campaign going on, a lot of people at the Capitol have an eye on how it turns out. The Minnesota Senate is held by Republicans by just 2 votes. The results on Tuesday will either make the GOP majority more comfortable or set it back to a narrow single vote. Combined, the two candidates have raised almost $110,000 for their campaigns. And outside groups are spending money to try and influence the outcome as well. Covering politics, Brianna Bierschbach, NPR News, Hinckley.
And that's your Polycast for this Monday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom.